Welcome to Sensual Tsunami. Visual intensity, how to be so sexy his eyeballs burn with lust. So, if you're like most women, meaning you don't earn a living as a swimsuit model, chances are you felt inclined to cover up or at least not parade around in the buff when you're getting busy. And this lesson is all about how to change your thinking so that you can feel amazing during sex because you know exactly how to play up your best assets to the hilt. And you're also going to give him the biggest visual thrill, something he's only dreamed of, really, searing the hot image of you and your gorgeous body onto his brain forever. And you can do this even if you don't feel supremely confident about your body. If that sounds outlandish to you right now, just stick with me. So, as I've said many times before, men are highly visual creatures. And going back to the lesson on brain chemistry in Language of Desire, you already know that dopamine can get triggered by visual cues. This lesson is all about playing up your best assets and giving him some visual thrills during sex. In this lesson, you're going to discover how to confidently play up your assets, a variety of techniques to nearly set his gaze on fire, and a little tidbit at the end, how to add romance into your life. And here you thought I hated romance, right? Well, that's not true. Okay, first of all, I am a firm believer that every woman can feel sexy, regardless of her looks. And I also know that the number one thing men are attracted to when it comes to sex is enthusiasm. Now, this lesson isn't about conforming to a certain standard of beauty or anything. It's about playing up the parts of your body that you and he both love. So let me use myself as an example first. I've already shared with you, I'm not a supermodel. I carry some extra weight, and like most women, I have a few places on my body that are works in progress when it comes to loving myself. However, I do have great boobs. Now, they're a little saggier after having two kids and hitting middle age, but I can hike my girls up in a great push-up bra, and they look fantastic. I also have long hair with tons of blonde highlights, like down to the middle of my back long. And these are my two favorite physical features. Even if I'm feeling bloated and not so great, and we all have those days, I can still focus my attention on my hair and my tits to feel sexy. And because I also know my guy appreciates these assets, I know how to intentionally draw his attention to them. It's a win-win. I feel adored, and he revels in having a woman who enjoys being sexy. So I'll do things like this. I'll purposely wear my hair up in a bun or some kind of updo, and then deliberately take it out while he's watching, letting my long, wavy locks slowly tumble around my shoulders and then give it a good shake. And I'll make eye contact with him and wink, and he melts. And I can do this before bed, when sexy time might be imminent, but I can also do this just any old time of day and know that the vision of me letting my hair down totally turns him on. And I've also invested in a few awesome bras as well as corset-type lingerie that make my boobs look great. And when I wear these pieces, even if it's under my clothes, like schlumpy sweats or whatever, I feel incredible. I stand a little taller and I know that I ooze confidence. And sometimes I'll purposely leave my bra on when we get busy because, you know, I like knowing that my boobs look great in this bra and he appreciates it too. So I take care to showcase myself by being on top or leaning over to give him all this ridiculous cleavage in his face. And in certain sexual positions, particularly while giving him head, I'll use my hair to kind of create a curtain of sorts, and then I'll sweep it away in one big motion or fling it away with a head toss and look him straight in the eye, and it just slays him every single time. We both love it. So let's talk about how you can play up your best assets. I want to cover a bunch of ideas that you can use, but first, I want you to think about what your best assets are if you're coming up blank on even knowing where to start. So think about these questions. What do you enjoy about your physical appearance? What do you get compliments on? Maybe it's your smile or your hair or your booty or your hips. What clothes does he request that you wear or that you know he gets excited by? And think about what body part that clothing accentuates. Also, what positions does he tend to favor during sex? What body part of yours is on full display during that? And thinking about those questions should give you the answers that you need. And if you're still stumped, you know, read through this following list of suggestions and just experiment by trying them out and seeing what results you get. So if you know that your legs are your best asset, you've got gorgeous GANs that go on for miles, here's how you can play them up before and during sex. So after exiting the shower and with him watching, make an exaggerated show of putting lotion on your legs. Lean over in an exaggerated way or prop a leg up on the counter and then slowly massage moisturizer on from your ankles to your hips. You could also serve him a home-cooked or takeout romantic meal and wear something sexy just for him, like shorty shorts or a micro mini, something you wouldn't wear in public probably, but wear it at home and give him the chance to salivate over how amazing your legs look. And he'll be salivating over the delicious food too. And you can use a product like an instant bronzer or that spray-on airbrush legs that make your legs extra glisteny and sparkly and luscious. And during sex, you could do this. On your back in a modified missionary, extend your legs straight up in the air. And then ask him to grab your ankles or your calves and then move your legs apart in a big wide V. And if you're blessed with flexibility, this can be really fun where he might even be able to push your legs all the way into like almost a splits position. But the visual of him holding your long legs in the air as he's having sex with you is amazing for him. And if you're daring and have really great flexibility, you could try this standing up position where you lift one leg in the air and extend it up over his shoulder or your ankle on his shoulder, depending on how tall he is. Or you could wrap it around his waist if he's too tall and you can't get it up there that far. And you can lean against a wall or a heavy piece of furniture for extra balance. And then he can hold your leg while you're having sex. And if you wear a pair of killer heels, like high-heeled stilettos at the same time, that's just an added bonus. And also think about investing in a beautiful stocking and garter set. And there's something just so provocative about a woman wearing those kind of old-fashioned stockings and then leave them on during sex because the stockings only go up to your thighs, so you don't have to wear underwear underneath the garter belt, and that's really hot. Okay, so if your guy is a butt man, here's some awesome ways you can capitalize on that. Now, hands down, doing it doggy style is the best. He gets a view of your luscious booty as he's penetrating you. And you can also encourage him to, you know, smack that ass a little bit during it. Another position to try is a modified doggy style. Instead of being on all fours, you are standing up and you lean over. So it's like a yoga downward dog position. If you're flexible enough, you can rest your hands on the floor in front of you. Or if that's too difficult, you can just bend over and lean onto the bed or a chair, or you can do this in the living room on the couch. And this gives him a slightly different view of your booty, so it really enhances your hips and your waist at the same time because gravity is lifting your butt cheeks up and forward. So it really makes your waist look tiny in comparison. Another thing you can do is gather up a collection of cute booty showcasing undies or go buy some new ones. Things like cheeky boy shorts, thongs, G-strings, lacy panties, you know, the ones with the ruching in the middle so it makes your butt look really cute. Those are all great choices. And just put on some music and give him a little fashion show. It's playful and fun for him to watch you strut your stuff like that. You can also do this. You can go commando or leave your panties on, but under a skirt. And this tactic is great for amping up that sense of urgency. So, for example, if you're on your way home after a date, kiss him passionately in the car before you get out. And then you'll just, like, stumble into the front door in this haze of passion. And don't even get to the bedroom. Just lean over the back of the couch and flip up your skirt and beg him to take you right then. If you have panties on, don't even take them off. He can just push them to the side. And it's super hot to be so caught up in the moment that you can't even take an extra second or two to take off your clothes. All right, let's talk about boobs some more. There really isn't a ladylike way to say this, so I'm just going to lay it out there for you. If your man has a thing for boobs, I want you to invite him to titty fuck you. There's actually a lot of men who have this fetish, and so it's a really fun and low-risk trick to include in your sexual toolkit. So this is the technique. If you're familiar with this from back when you were a teenager, you're going to lay down on your back, and he's going to straddle you, like, over your tummy. And you press your boobs together, like totally tightly together, as tight as you can. And this creates a little tunnel for him to put his penis into or between. And he basically penetrates you between your boobs. And I'll tell you, I mean, if you've never done this before, it is kind of strange. The first time you do this and you look down and you see this wiener like poking up between your boobs at your face. But the sensation is really amazing for him. And the visual of your breasts pushed together as he penetrates them is totally hot for a guy who really loves boobs. And it is one of those ways to bring back the thrill of the forbidden because, as I said, this is a technique teenagers have used in place of going all the way. Now, you'll definitely want to have lube handy because dry skin-to-skin thrusting can be uncomfortable for both of you. And you want to push your breasts together to create as much friction for him as possible. And he can keep going until climax, at which point he'll release himself onto your boobs or your neck or your abdomen or your face, if you're okay with that. But it also doesn't have to be a complete act in and of itself. It's a fun thing to use as foreplay, too. Now, let's just go over a few odds and ends. Because men list countless things that they love about women's looks. So this is just kind of a grab bag of ideas that you can use. A lot of guys have a thing for full red lips. But we know as women, you know, using lipstick or bright red lip gloss, it looks great, but then it creates a huge mess when it gets smeared all over our faces when we're making out or doing oral or something. We end up looking like a clown. So one idea to utilize this is go to the drugstore or the department store and look for a really good lip staining product as opposed to lipstick. And so this is just going to, the color penetrates your lips, but it doesn't leave any, of the creamy stuff actually on your lips to get smeared around. So get a dark red lip stain, and then you can just put like a clear layer of gloss over it. So that way, you know, as you're making out or if you give him a blowjob with your juicy red lips, it isn't going to get as messy all over your face. And this adds, you know, definitely a spicy element where he sees your bright red mouth, you know, going down on him. But the bonus is you don't look like some kind of crazy clown when you're all done. Another thing men really love about women is our hands. And having gorgeous manicured nails and well taken care of hands, men really appreciate that because, you know, our hands are a lot smaller and daintier than theirs, and it gives them this contrast and this visual reminder of their masculine strength in comparison to our femininity. So go and treat yourself to a manicure, and if you want, if this isn't your normal style, you can try out like the longer acrylic nails. Especially if you generally keep yours short. And then with the lights on, you can give him an amazing hand job, which you'll want to check out the Stroke of Genius bonus guide that you got when you purchased this. And that visual of your hand, especially if it's like it looks different than what your hand normally looks like with like long, hot pink nails or something, it's an added thrill for him. Now, if you have this fantasy about sex with a stranger, you can go and get a wig or two or three. I happen to love wigs. I think it's just a super fun thing to just play around with. You can get them at the costume store for cheap. You can order them on Amazon or eBay and get a higher quality one that's sent over from another country that even has, you know, human hair, so you can style it different ways. But if you want to give them this thrill of sex with a stranger, put on a wig, like in a totally different hair color, hair length, so it doesn't even look like you. And especially, this is really effective if you give him a blowjob kneeling down in front of him, because he'll look down and just see this completely unfamiliar hairdo. So this is an easy and fun way to be risky and spicy. And men also tend to love our feet, even if we, like, personally, I think feet are ugly. I don't like feet. And even if he doesn't have a full-blown, like, foot fetish, most guys do get aroused by seeing a woman's foot in a pair of strappy sandals or ridiculously high heels. Something, you know, they don't understand. They don't wear shoes like that. And so it's, again, a really strong visual reminder of our femininity. So, you know, you can just grab a pair of stilettos or even thigh-high boots and wear them during sex and do positions where your feet are kind of up by his face, and that gives him a definite thrill. And now we're going to talk about romance for a second. Now, here's a funny thing. If you ask most women if they are romantic, they'll say yes. However, what they really mean is they want a man to romance them. So they don't actually put much effort into creating the romance themselves. And when I say this, you might realize I'm actually describing you. And maybe you sort of hope or expect that, you know, he's going to be the one to do the romancing and read your mind. But, you know, I've told you before how men just aren't naturally romantic, especially when it comes to using flowery language versus explicit dirty talk. Now, some guys get it, and they do make the effort to romance their women because they know there's a payoff when they bring flowers or do things like plan a romantic meal. But for most of us, these expressions of romance from him might be limited to just Valentine's Day or anniversaries or birthdays if we're lucky. So I want to tell you, there's nothing wrong with you taking the romantic lead from time to time, because there are universal expressions of romance and love that everyone can appreciate regardless of gender. And really, it comes down to someone showing the effort for you that makes you feel special. So it's all about creating an experience and setting the mood and enhancing the moment. So I want you to take the time to purposely create a romantic atmosphere for sex. You're not going to wait for him to do it. You're just going to do it yourself. And so, you know, it's the simple things, the things that we like as women. Turn off all the lights and then light a whole bunch of candles. Just make sure you put them in places that aren't going to get knocked over when you're getting busy. And yes, candles do sound cliche, but, you know, as we all know, candlelight is flattering and it creates instant ambiance. And then buy some fresh flowers to have in your bedroom. Wear a gorgeous silk robe. Play some seductive or pretty music on a long playlist. Because, you know, this all sounds like the sort of stuff you dream of him doing. But when you show him this romantic attention, it makes you both feel good. So there's no rule saying that you can't be the one to be proactive in the romance department. Taking the effort to create a romantic mood elevates the entire experience for you. And the sex doesn't have to be tender or sweet either, just because you've set this romantic tone. You can still get down and dirty despite the romantic setting if that's what you're into.